সেই পাশু বড় দুরাচা নিতায় না বলিল মুকে মজিল সংসার সুকে বিদ্যা কুলে কি করিবে তা অহংকারে মত হইয়া নিতায় পদ পাশরিয়া অসত্য রে সত্য করি মানি নিতায়ের করুণ হবে ব্রজে রাধা কৃষ্ণ পাবে দ্বার নিতায় চরণ দুকানি নিতায়ের চরণ সত্য তাহার সেবক নিত্য নিতায় পদ সাদা করো আশা নারতম বড় দুঃখী নিতায় মরে করো সুখী রাখো রঙ্গা চরণের পাশা নিতায় পদ কমলা কোটি চন্দ্র সুশীতলা যে ছায়া জগত জুড়া যে ছায়া জগত জুড়া নিতায় পদ কমলা কোটি চন্দ্র সুশীতলা যে ছায়ায় জগত জুড়ায়। This is a song sung by Narottam Das Thakur, a great acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. He has written many songs about the Vaishnav philosophy, and they are approved as completely corresponding with Vedic instructions. So here, Narottam Das Thakur is singing that the whole world is suffering under the blazing fire of material existence. Therefore, if one takes shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, whose birthday is today, 31st January 1969, so we should relish this instruction of Narottam Das Thakur that in order to get relief from the pangs of the blazing fire of this material existence, one should take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, because it is as cooling as the moon rays combined together of millions of moons. That means one will immediately find peaceful atmosphere. Just like a man works the whole day, and if he comes under the moonshine, he feels relief. Similarly, any materialistic man who comes under the shelter of Lord Nityananda will immediately feel the relief. Then he says, if you are anxious to go back home, back to Godhead, and become an associate with Radha and Krishna, then the best policy is to take shelter of Nityananda. Then he says, Se sambandha nahi jar vrita janma gelo thar. One who has not been able to contact Nityananda, then one should think of himself that he has simply spoiled his valuable life. Gelotar means spoiled, because he has not made connection with Nityananda. The very name, Nityananda, suggests Nitya means eternal and Ananda means pleasure. Material pleasure is not eternal. That is the distinction. Therefore, those who are intelligent, they're not interested with this flickering pleasure of material world. Every one of us, as living entity, we are searching after pleasure. But the pleasure which we are seeking, that is flickering, temporary. That is not pleasure. Real pleasure is Nityananda, eternal pleasure. So anyone who has no contact with Nityananda, he is to be understood that his life is spoiled. Se sambandha nahi jar brita janma gelotar, se pashu boro durachar. Narottam Das Thakur uses very harsh word. He says that such human being is an animal, an uncontrollable animal. As there are some animals that cannot be tamed. So anyone who has not contacted Nityananda, he should be considered as an untamed animal. Se pashu boro durachar. Why? Because Nitai na bolilo mukhe. He never uttered the holy name of Nityananda. He never uttered that name. And majilo sansara sukhe, and become merged into this material happiness. Vidya kule ki koribe tar. That nonsense, he does not know that what will his education and family and tradition and nationality help him. These things cannot help him. These things are all temporary things. Nationality, education, family, tradition. These things are all temporary. Simply, if we want eternal pleasure, we must contact Nityananda. Vidya kule ki koribe tar. Vidya means education and kula means family, nationality. So we may have a very nice family connection. Or we may be very nice national prestige. But after ending this body, these things will not help me. I'll carry my work with me. And according to that work, I shall have to accept by force another type of body. Another type of body. It may be something other than human body. So these things cannot protect us or give us real pleasure. So Narottam Das Thakur advises that vidya kule ki koribe tar. Then he says ahankare matta hoya. Ahankare matta hoya. Being maddened by after false prestige and identification. False identification with the body and prestige of bodily relationship. It is called ahankare matta hoya. One is mad after this false prestige. Ahankare matta hoya nitai pada pasariya. Due to this false prestige, we are thinking, oh, what is this Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. So these are the signs of false prestige. Ahankare matta hoya nitai padapasa asatyare satya kori mani. The result is that I am accepting something which is false. For example, I am accepting this body. This body, I am not this body. Therefore, with false identification, I am becoming entangled more and more. So one who is puffed up with this false prestige, ahankare matta hoya nitai pada pasariya asatyare satya kori mani. Mani. He accepts something wrong as right. Then he says, nitai karuna habe. Braja Radha Krishna Pabe. If you are actually serious about going back home, back to Godhead, then please seek after the mercy of Nityananda, Ahankare. Nitayer Karuna Habe Braja Radha Krishna Pabe Daro Nitai Charana Dukani. Please catch up the lotus feet of Nityananda. Please catch up the lotus feet of Nityananda. Then he says, Nitayer Charana Satya. One may think that as we catch hold of so many shelter, but in this material world, later on they prove false. Similarly, suppose we catch hold of the lotus feet of Nityananda. It may also prove false, but Narottam Das Thakur assures that Nitayer Charana Satya, it is not false, because Nityananda is eternal, his lotus feet is also eternal. Tanhara Sevaka Nitya, and anyone who takes to the service of Nitya, Nityananda, they also become eternal. Without being eternal, nobody can serve the eternal. That is the Vedic injunction. Without becoming Brahman, one cannot approach the Supreme Brahman. Just like without being fire, nobody can enter into fire. Without being water, nobody can enter into water. Similarly, without being fully spiritualized, nobody can enter into the spiritual kingdom. So, Nitayer Charana Satya. If you catch Nitayer, the lotus feet of Nityananda, then you become immediately spiritualized. Just like if you touch electricity, immediately you become electrified. That is natural. Similarly, Nityananda is eternal happiness. If you touch Nityananda some way or other, then you become also eternally happy. Tanhara Sevaka Nitya. Therefore, one who was in contact with Nityananda, they have become eternal. Nitayer Charana Satya Tanhara Sevaka Nitya Dridha Kori Daro Nitayer Pai. So just catch him very tightly. Narottama Boro Dukhi Nitai More Korosuki. At last, Narottam Das Thakur, the composer of this song, he is appealing to Nityananda. My dear Lord, I am very unhappy. So you please make me happy, and you kindly keep me in the corner of your lotus feet. That is the sum and substance of this song. So that was Srila Prabhupada's lecture in Los Angeles, 1969. Srila Prabhupada's lecture, Avirbhav, Appearance Day lecture in Bhubaneswar, February 2nd, 1977. Srila Prabhupada. So, today, the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Baladev. Baladeva Tattva. So there's no difference between Lord Nityananda and Balaram. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nitai. So just as Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna, similarly his brother Nityananda is none other than Balaram. Who was formerly the son of Nanda Maharaj, he has appeared as the son of Sachi Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's name was Sachi Devi. So Krishna is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Balaram is Nityananda Prabhu. Now Brajendra Nandana Jay Sachisuta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nitai. So Balaram, in the Vedic literature it is said, Naya Atma Balahinena Labhyaha Na Bahuna Shrutena. So Bala means strength. Balarama, Bala means strength. So sometimes some rascal philosophers, they take it that Bala means bodily strength. They propagate this philosophy that unless you are bodily stout and strong, you cannot achieve spiritual salvation. You must be very strong and stout and eat meat and fight. And then you'll get next spiritual birth. No. This bala, this strength is different. This is spiritual strength. The difficulty of the present situation is that actually we are moving on account of spiritual strength, but they have no information of spiritual strength. They are thinking of material strength. That is expressed here, that ahankare matta hoya nitai padapa sharia asatyare satya kori mani. This is due to ahankar. Ahankar vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. Those who are vimudha, especially rascal. Mudha means rascals and vi means vishesha. Visheshanam, particularly. Ahankara vimudha atma, the same thing which is spoken in Bhagavad Gita. Narottam Das Thakur says the same thing in plain Bengali language. Ahankare matta hoya nitai pada. By the spell of maya, ahankara vimudha atma kartaham iti manyate. They are thinking we are independent. We can do whatever we like. This is called ahankara vimudatma. Under false pretext, false prestige, everyone is thinking we are independent. We can find out the solution of the problems of life by material adjustment, so on, so on. So that is our material disease, ahankara vimudatma. Bewildered. They do not understand that the real strength is spiritual strength. The real strength is spiritual strength. We see daily that a very strong man, very powerful man, very good brain, very good scientist. So where's the strength? The strength is Atma. As soon as the Atma or soul goes out of this body, so intelligent, so strong, and so many things, that is nothing. That is the difference between dead man and living man. A living man is very powerful, very good position, everything. As soon as he lies down, he is lying down on the floor, and you kick him on the face, he'll not protest. So where is that strength? The strength is gone. That is spiritual strength. On the spiritual strength, the body moves. Suppose you have got very good car, Mercedes car, or Rolls Royce car. But when there is no petrol, how the car will move? It is not possible. There is a spirit, petrol spirit. Similarly, real strength is spiritual strength, and that spiritual strength is Balaram. Bala means strength. Therefore, we have to take shelter. We have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram, Guru Tattva. Balaram means Guru Tattva. Balaram represents Guru. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadaha. If we want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we want to understand Krishna, then we must take shelter of Balarama. Naya atma balahinena labhyaha. This balahinena labhyaha, this Vedic injunction means, without the mercy of Balaram, you cannot understand. Without the mercy of Balarama, of Guru Tattva, you cannot understand. You cannot realize your spiritual identification. So that Balarama comes as Nityananda Prabhu. Balarama hoilo nitai. Therefore, we must take shelter of Balarama. That is, this song has been sung by Narottam Das Thakur. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala. If we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, then we get peace. Koti chandra shushitala. Just like in daytime, especially in the summer season, we become very much exasperated. But at night in the evening, as soon as there is moonshine, we become very much satisfied. All the day's labor and fatigue is immediately moved. So Nitai Pada Kamala, the shade of Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet, is Koti Chandra Shushitala, as pleasing as 1 crore of moons and moonshine. 1 moonshine gives us so much pleasure. So if we want actually peace of mind, if we actually want to be free of this material fatiguement, then we must take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the strength, spiritual strength. And without spiritual strength, you cannot approach Krishna. Nayang Atma Pravacha. Simply by talking nonsense. Nayang Atma Pravachanena Labhyaha. If you are a good speaker, that does not mean you'll understand yourself. Na medhaya. Neither by good brain. Because you have got a very good brain, you'll understand Krishna. No. Nayang Atma Pravachanena Labhyo. Na medaya na bahuna shrutena. If you think that you are a very good scholar, university degree holder, then you'll understand? No. That is not possible. So we must have spiritual strength. That source of spiritual strength is Balaram. Krishna's next manifestation, Prakasha Vigraha. Krishna is manifesting himself through Balarama. So we have to take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala Je Chayai Jagata Jurai. The whole world is suffering, but if you want peace, then you take the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Heno Nite Bine Bai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Dridakori Daro Nitair Pai. Our real aim of life, how to go back home, back to Godhead, and associate with Radha Krishna. In another song, the same author says, Manushya Janma Paya Radha Krishna Nabajiya. Janiya Shunya Bisha Kainu. Unless you come under Radha Krishna, you cannot get real pleasure. If you want to dance and get pleasure, don't dance independently. Dance with Krishna. Then you'll be happy. The dancing is there, but dancing without association of Krishna. Just like here in our temple, we are also eating, but we are eating the remnants of foodstuff left by Krishna. That is real pleasure. It is not that we are stopping eating. We are not stopping eating. We are not dry philosophers. Krishna boro doya moy. Kori bare jiva joy swa prasadana dilo bhai. All over the world we are eating Krishna prasadam, and we have a good experience. At least 10,000 men and women, they're taking Krishna prasadam. But we have no anxiety. We have no anxiety. A family consists of a few members. They are all full of anxiety how to maintain the family. And we are maintaining a family of 10,000 men. We have no anxiety. Just see practically.
We have no anxiety. We require thousands and thousands of rupees for maintaining Europe, America, a costly affair. But because we are under the shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram, we have no anxiety. That means material life means anxiety. You cannot avoid anxiety if you lead a material life. Then you will be anxious. That is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. He was asked by his father, "My dear son, what have you learned? The best thing from your teachers." So he replied, "My dear father." Actually, he never said, "My dear father." He said, "My dear best of asuras, asura varya, tat sadhu manye suravarya dehinam, tat sadhu manye suravarya dehinam sadasam udvigya dhyama sadgrahat." The whole human society is suffering, at least suffering from one disease, anxiety. Ask anybody. Take one small ant and take the big elephant. Take the President of the United States or take one street beggar. Ask him whether you are free from anxiety. Nobody will say no. "I am full of anxiety." That's a fact. So why they are anxiety and full of anxiety? That Prahlad Maharaj had replied, "Sada samudvigya dhyama sadgrahat." Because we have taken asad, vastu, that will not exist. Everything, whatever you have got, this body will not exist. And this is the main platform of our existence. In the material world, so long the body is there, you exist. So Prahlad Maharaj said that real solution of problems of life is to get out of this material condition. That is the best thing in my opinion. Sadasamud vigya dhyama sad. That is Vedic injunction also. Asato ma sagamaya. Don't live in this asat, in this material condition. Sadgamaya. Go to the real existence. That real existence means spiritual life. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. So if we actually want life, blissful life, then we must get out of this material existence. That is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. Samudvigya dhyam. So if you remain in the material existence, you must suffer some anxiety. There is no excuse. So Prahlad Maharaj advises that hitvatma patam griham andakupam vanam gato yad darim ashrayeta. If you, real problem is anxiety, and this anxiety will continue so long you are material existent. Therefore the real life is to get out of this material. Hitvatma gatam. Atma-ghatam. Atma-ghatam means killing the soul. This material civilization is killing the soul. That, they have no information of the soul. They do not know how to become peaceful, how to become so blissful. They are trying to be blissful. Bahir-artha-manina. By external material energy, they are trying to become blissful. They are thinking by constructing big, big buildings, just like in Bhuvaneswar, they are doing, having good, very big, big roads and motor cars. That is advancement of civilization. No, that is not advancement of civilization. That is increasing their anxiety. There's no solution of the anxiety. There is. Formerly, that I was speaking, there was no university. The university was in the cottage. Vyasadeva was teaching in a cottage. Vyasadeva was writing Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Puranas in a cottage. The university was there. Who can produce such literature as Vyasadeva has given? From any angle of vision, from literary point of view, from philosophical point of view, everything so perfect, every literature, Mahabharata, Puranas, and Vedanta, Vedivyas, he has given. So there was no need of university. It required clear brain. That was to be done by the brahminical qualifications, shamo dhamma titiksha arjava gyanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhava. Where is that education? This education, technical education, how you can... First of all, to take the shelter of Nitai Pada Kamala. Then we'll be happy. And we'll get moonshine. And all our fatigueness will be subsided. Sambandha nahi jar brita janma gelo thar. So if you have no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda means always, Nitya means always, Ananda means pleasure. This is another meaning you can draw. So therefore, if you have no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, say thar. He's simply wasting time. Brita means useless. Uselessly, he's wasting time. Say pashu boro durachar. And Narottam Das Thakur has used very strong word. Anyone who has no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, he's a pashu. Say pashu. He's a pashu, means animal. So animal, how one animal can get happiness? That is not possible. The dog, from the childhood, he's searching after food, searching after food, and cannot get food. Unless he's a dog and has got a master, if he's street dog, he's always unhappy. So better to become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu. Then we shall be happy. Instead of becoming a dog of so many other people, everyone is dog. Everyone is searching after to serve a master, but none of them are satisfied because that is false master. You take real master, Nityananda Prabhu. You'll be happy. Say pashu boro durachar. He does not know where is happiness. Where shall I become a dog? Our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has sung therefore, Vaishnava Thakur tomara kukura boliya janaha more. My dear Vaishnava Thakur, kindly accept me as your dog. As your dog. I am dog already, but I am Maya's dog. I'm not Vaishnava's dog, so kindly accept me. If you become a Vaishnav dog, Chadiya Vaishnav Seva Nishtar Paiche Keva. If you do not become a dog of Vaishnav and Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda is Guru, so if you do not become a dog of Nityananda Prabhu, Vaishnav or Guru, there's no question of happiness. Se sambandha nahi jar brita janma gelo. Se pashu boro durachar. Nitai na bolilo mukke majila sansara sukke. He who has no connection with Nityananda Prabhu, and he does not say, Jai Nitai, Jai Gaur, Jai Nitai, Jai Gaur. And majilo sansara sukhi. He thinks that this society, family, society, friendship and love, divinely bestowed upon man. These materialistic persons, they say like that. That is called majilo sansara sukhe. In sansara there cannot be any sukh. But he's attracted by that. Majilo sansara sukhe. Vidya kule ki koribe tar. What we'll do with university education or born in big family or... This will not help. This is not possible. Vidya kule ki koribe tar. Why they're accepting this false? Ahankare matta hoya. Nitai padapasariya satyare satya korimani. On account of being misled by false prestige, misled by false egoism. Asatyare satya korimani. We are accepting this body, which is asat, which will not exist. That we have taken as reality. Ahankare matta hoya nitai padapasariya. But if we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, then you get the enlightenment. Asatyare satya korimani. Nitayer karuna habe braje radha krishna pave dharo nitai charana dukani. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur advises that today is Nityananda Prabhu's Avirbhav appearance day. Let us at least remember today Nitai Pada Kamala. That is wanted. Nitai Charana Satya Tahara Sevaka Nitya. The reality is Nitai Charana. And anyone who is servant of Nitai. So Nitayar Charana Satya Tahara Sevaka Nitya. One who has become the dog of Nityananda Prabhu, he gets his eternal life. We are eternal, but under our misconception of material identification, we are under the subjugation of Maya. Bhutva Bhutva Praliyate. Tatha Dehantara. It is very botheration, but they do not know. I am going from one body to another, transmigration. And that is not guaranteed what body I will get. They have no science, no knowledge about understanding. Tatha Dehantara. The very first instruction of Bhagavad Gita, they are so rascals. And they are proud of their education, their universities. This is going on. Nitai charana satya tahara sevaka. Nitai pada sada koro ash. Therefore we should always expect to be under the shelter of Nitai pada kamala. Narottama boro dukhi. Narottam Das Thakur, he's a charya. But he is presenting himself. That is acharya. Means he is not dukhi, but he's presenting himself as dukhi. That is acharya. Acharyas, they are never dukhi. But taking the common man's position, he says, Narottama boro dukhi. Or in other words, Narottam. Narottam means the best of human being. So here in this material world, one may be the best of human being, very exalted position, but everyone is dukhi, unhappy. Narottama boro dukhi nitai more koro sukhi. Only Nityananda can make me happy, otherwise it is not possible. Rako ranga charanera pasa. So today is Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. We shall always pray Nityananda Prabhu. Kindly keep me under your shelter so that I am not very dukhi, so that I am very happy. Under the shelter of your lotus feet, I shall be happy. And that is real happiness. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nitananda Prabhu ki. So now we'll read a little bit from Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Khanda. translated by Kushakrata Dasa. This is Sri Nityanandasya Balya Lila Tirtha Yatra Katana. Description of Lord Nityananda's childhood pastimes and pilgrimage journey. Glory, glory to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is an ocean of mercy. Glory, glory to Lord Nityananda, the friend of the hopeless souls who have no shelter. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the life and treasure of Advaita Chandra. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the wealth of Srivas and Gadadhar. Glory to Lord Vishwambar, the son of Sachi and Jagannath Mishra. Glory, glory to the dear devotees and followers of the Lord. By Lord Chaitanya's order, Ananta Shesha descended to this world in Radha Desh, where he enjoyed his pastimes. So, Ananta Shesha, we mean Balaram or Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda, who is the supreme ruler of West Bengal, was born in the village of Ekachakra. How many of you have been to Ekachakra? Anyone has seen the birthplace of Nityananda Prabhu? It's a very nice pilgrimage. Very nice darshan. Perhaps we'll go there. His father was Harai Oja and his mother Padmavati. From childhood he was peaceful, intelligent, and virtuous. The resting place of handsomeness. He defeated millions of Kamadevas. Nowadays we see so many people present themselves as Bhagavan. But actually, they're nothing like Keshava. Keshav with long, beautiful, flowing hair, wavy hair. They may have big, frizzy hair like some African fellow and call themselves Bhagavan. And actually, they may be even ugly. But somehow they may be short, they may be whatever, not materially attractive at all. But the real Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is Aishwaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yasasya Sriya. He has Ashanam Bhaga Itingana. He has all the opulences, including beauty. The Nityananda Prabhu was very handsome, very beautiful. Because of his presence, the land of Radha Desh became all auspicious. Famine and poverty were completely broken. So, because of the presence of so many Bhagavans in India, there should be no problems. But we see the problems are increasing day by day. The price of everything is going up. People are becoming more and more distressed. There's more and more cheating, more and more crime, more and more drug addiction. How can that be with so many Bhagavans present? Because they're not Bhagavans. They're not God, G-O-D. They're dog, Maya's dog. On the day when Lord Chaitanya was born in Navadvip, Lord Nityananda in Radha Desh roared with happiness. That roar filled countless universes. It made the entire world fall unconscious. Someone said, that was a thunderbolt. Someone else thought, that was a great calamity. Someone else said, I know the reason for that sound. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the ruler of Bengal, is now roaring with happiness. Although they spoke these different explanations, no one could understand the truth about Lord Nityananda, for they were all bewildered by the Lord's Maya potency. Concealing his true identity, Lord Nityananda happily played with the other boys. playing games with the other boys, Nityananda Prabhu imitated Lord Krishna's pastimes. They never played games that were not imitations of Lord Krishna's pastimes. So in our Gurukulas, especially the young Gurukula students in kindergarten, I know that the mothers and the teachers, they always train the children to play games that are imitating Krishna's pastimes. So the natural tendency to play is dovetailed. So even from very early childhood, children can be taught Krishna consciousness. It is not that you have to wait until you're old man or old lady. And then in the fag end of your life, when you have no strength left, you have no brain left because of intoxication and sinful life, then you take up spiritual life. Not like that. But it should be taken up right from the beginning. And here's the example. Our acharya, our guru, our supreme guru, he in his very life was example. He would play games like an ordinary child, but they were all Krishna Leela. The boys pretended they were the council of demigods. One boy, pretending he was the earth goddess, presented an appeal. After hearing the earth's prayers, the boys would go to a river bank and there they would offer the prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that happens in the universal affairs, that the demigods, whenever they are in distress, they go to the shores of the causal ocean and they pray to Vishnu. So here these boys, they pretended, someone else pretended they were the council of demigods. They made an appeal. So someone pretended he was Lord Brahma, and together they went to the bank of the Ganges, and they imagined, they pretended that that bank of the Ganges was the causal ocean, and they began to offer prayers. And so we can train also our children to play in that way. It is not a difficult thing. After hearing the earth's prayers, the boys would go to a riverbank. One boy, pretending he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, would say, "I will take birth in Mathura Gokula." Some evenings, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and the boys would enact the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki. So I know, I remember as a young child, we used to pretend, you know, that we were mommy and daddy. I'm sure Indian children do that too. You know, playing with whatever. Sometimes we would put on father's hat and coat. We were just little, and father's shoes, and the girl would put on high heel shoes, and we'd play house. But here's the real thing. You imitate the pastimes of Krishna. You want to imitate adults, you imitate the Supreme Personality. Making a prison room late at night, they enacted Lord Krishna's birth when no one was awake. They created a Gokula. They took Krishna there and then tricked by Kansa by giving him Mahamaya. One day, Lord Nityananda dressed one boy as Putana. Another boy climbed on his chest and pretended to drink Putana's breast. I can just see that. One day, Lord Nityananda and the boys made a cart out of reeds, and then they tore it to pieces, just like the fruit vendor whose cart was toppled over. So they are imitating that pastime. So nice. Accompanied by the boys, Lord Nityananda entered unseen into a milkman's house and stole from him. That pastime we should be careful about. We might not be appreciated for stealing. We used to steal flowers in the old days for the deities. In America, the devotees would go out into the parks and steal flowers. We thought it was very wonderful and transcendental. But when we got caught by the police sometimes, they didn't think it was so transcendental. We tried to tell them it was for Krishna, but the boys never left Lord Nityananda, and they returned. The boys never left Lord Nityananda and returned to their homes. Day and night they played with him. The boys' parents never rebuked Lord Nityananda. Rather, they affectionately embraced him. They all said, "We have never seen anything like these glorious games. How does a very small boy know so much about Lord Krishna's pastimes?" One day, making a Kaliya serpent out of leaves, he went to the water with all the boys. The boys jumped up and fell down unconscious. Then Nityananda Prabhu brought them back to life. Another day, Lord Nityananda and the boys went to Talavan, killed Denukasura, and ate Tala fruits. Accompanied by the boys, Lord Nityananda played games where he killed Bakasura, Agasura, and Vatsasura. In the late afternoon, as he ate and his friends returned home, he would play the buffalo horn bugle again and again. One day he played that he was lifting Govardhan Hill. Another day he created Vrindavan Forest and played there. Another day he stole the gopis' garments. Another day he revealed himself to the Yajna Patnis. A boy dressed up as Narada with long hair and a beard and gave advice to Kansa in a secluded place. Another day a boy dressed up as a Krura and brought Krishna and Balaram on Kansa's order. Lord Nityananda personally took the part of a gopi and wept a river of tears as the boys looked on. So when Akrura took Lord Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura on the order of Kansa, all the gopis were very much distressed, and they cried oceans of tears, thinking that their Lord Krishna was leaving them. So Nityananda Prabhu imitated that by actually crying. It was genuine play, and his tears were genuine. Creating the city of Mathura, Lord Nityananda walked about with the boys. One boy became a garland maker. Others became wrestlers in the wrestling arena. Another boy dressed up as Kubja and carried fragrances. Lord Nityananda made a bow, broke it, and made a loud sound. After killing Kuvalyapida and the wrestlers, Chanura and Mushtika, Lord Nityananda threw Kansa to the ground and grabbed his hair. After killing Kansa, Lord Nityananda danced with the boys. Seeing the playing of the boys, all the people smiled and laughed. Lord Nityananda acted out the pastimes of the Supreme Lord's incarnations. One day, Lord Nityananda became Vamana and cheated Bali out of the worlds. One boy dressed up as old Shukracharya and forbade Bali to give charity. Bali gave the charity, and in the end, Vamana stepped on his head. Another day, all the boys became monkeys, and Lord Nityananda built the bridge to Sri Lanka. Cutting some castor trees down and throwing them in the water, the boys exclaimed, "Glory to Ramachandra!" Playing the part of Lakshman, Lord Nityananda grabbed a bow and angrily went to Sugriva. He said, "O monkey, my lord has become unhappy. If you wish to keep your life, then you must come with me at once. My master unhappily stays on Malyavan Mountain. My boy, what happiness will you find by staying with these women?" Come around this way. I can't hear in this ear. School children have come for it. Okay.
Otherwise, I'll tell them to do it in the Gurukul hall itself.
No, it's okay. let them chant also Nityananda. So we're going to now teach our Bhaktivedanta Swami mission school children how to chant, because they're coming here to the temple, so we'll sit with them and chant Hare Krishna and Jai Nityananda Prabhu with them. So as soon as they come, we'll all chant nicely with them. When Lord Nityananda angrily said to Parashuram, "O Brahmana, I am not at fault. Now you must flee at once." When Lord Nityananda played the part of Lakshman, the other boys did not understand what was really happening. They thought it was only a game. Some boys played the parts of the five monkeys. Lord Nityananda, playing the part of Lakshman, asked them, "Who are you monkeys wandering from forest to forest? I am a servant of Ramachandra. Please tell me who you are." The boys replied, "We wander out of fear of Bali. Please show us to Lord Ramachandra. Then we can touch the dust of his feet." Lord Nityananda embraced them and took them with him. Then they offered dandavat obeisances to Lord Ramachandra's feet. One day, Lord Nityananda played the pastime of killing Indrajit. Another day, he was rapt in playing the part of Lakshmana. He made one boy play the part of Vibhishana. He took the boy to Lord Ramchandra, who crowned him king of Lanka. One boy declared, "I am Ravana. Now I will kill you with my Shakti-shila weapon. Protect yourself, O Lakshmana." Saying this, the boy struck Lord Nityananda with a lotus flower. The Lord promptly fell on the ground. Wrapped in thinking of himself as Lakshmana, the Lord fainted. Everyone tried to waken him, but he would not be wakened. There was no consciousness anywhere in his body. Placing their heads in their hands, the boys wept. Hearing of this, the Lord's mother and father ran there. They saw that there was no consciousness in his body. They fainted and fell to the ground. Seeing this, everyone was surprised. When the boys described all that had happened, someone said, "I know the reason for this. Previously, when we heard the words, 'Rama went to the forest,' the boy actor, pretending to be Dasarath, acted as if the life had left his body. If someone dresses like Hanuman and gives him medicine, then this boy will become cured. Previously, the Lord instructed everyone, 'When I fall to the ground, you all gather around me and weep. After a moment's delay, send for Hanuman. When he holds the medicine to my nose, my life will return.'" Entering the mood of Lakshman, Lord Nityananda fell unconscious. Seeing this, the boys became very worried. Everyone was bewildered. The Lord's instruction did not appear in their thoughts. Saying, "Rise, brother," they loudly wept. Hearing these words from someone's mouth, the boys remembered a boy dressed like Hanuman and at once ran off. Then another boy dressed as an ascetic met Hanuman on the path, praised him, and offered him fruits and roots. Who is that ascetic that met Hanuman on the path? Anybody know? Yes. Who? Kalanemi. Okay. He said, "Stay here, my son, and bless my ashram. I am very fortunate to meet a person like yourself." Hanuman replied, "I must continue on my mission. I wish to go. I cannot stay. You must have heard that Ravana hit Ramchandra's younger brother Lakshman with a Shakti-shela weapon and made him fall unconscious and conscious. That is why I'm now going to Gandhamadana Mountain. Getting medicine there, I will save Lakshmana's life. Then the ascetic said, if you must go, then first bathe and eat. Then you will be victorious. Filled with wonder, everyone gazed at the boys as they spoke these lines that Lord Nityananda gave them. After the ascetic spoke these words, Hanuman went to bathe in a lake. A boy who was wading in the water grabbed Hanuman's foot, dressed as a crocodile. Hey, wait. Everybody sit down. Okay. Sri Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki! Yes. Nityananda Trayadasi ki! Yes. Baladeva ki! Yes. So? What's next? Chanting, no? Today is the appearance day. It's a very auspicious birthday. Whose birthday is it today? Nityananda. Who is Nityananda? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's small brother? He wasn't so small. He was actually very big man. And actually he was his older brother. Balaram, yes. He's the same as Balaram. Same Balaram, he's appearing as Nityananda Prabhu. Today is the appearance of Nityananda.